Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got an amazing get together that is happening tomorrow. That's right, Saturday with Long and McQuaid and Onrush Music Festival. Joining us in studio with all the details on this very special presentation, Jeremy Elliott is here along with Tim Harrison with Onrush Music Festival. Jeremy and Tim, good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie.
All right, Jeremy, let's start with you. We've got a very special presentation that is happening tomorrow with Long and McQuaid. What's going on here?
Tomorrow I'm presenting a workshop called Spotlight, and the aim is to teach artists how to improve their show with some free skills, techniques, and new approaches.
Okay, so this is tomorrow afternoon. Again, this is described as a free clinic, Long and McQuaid Spotlight, the live music workshop, and that's Saturday afternoon at 2:30. So what are some of the things you're going to be talking about? Obviously, the focus is on live music or performing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So there's kind of two categories. My basic thesis is that people come to shows not to listen to songs, but to experience moments. And so using some approaches, some concepts about how musicians think about their shows, and then some practical skills and techniques and basic stagecraft.
Okay, so is it designed for musicians primarily?
For performers, yeah.
Okay, and you're a drummer, is that right?
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah. So I guess the term musician gets sometimes
applied.
Loosely. But yeah, since I was 10, I've been touring and recording and been a student of live performance, as a fan, as a performer, and I've worked as a producer of shows, production manager, tour manager. So I've really, over my lifetime, been examining live performance from lots of different angles, and so now I want to share some of what I've learned.
Because you talk about sometimes it is the moments, but then there's also very much that technical aspect, and certainly with musicians, you know, they're thinking about the technical aspects and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, for most bands or artists, you know, the performance represents maybe 45 minutes of their day. The rest of the time, they're their own crew, and so finding ways to make that as easy as possible so that they're preserving their energy and enthusiasm, which means by the time they hit the stage, they're able to deliver the best possible performance and create moments for their audience.
Yeah. And you've got folks here. Your folks are in Stratford,
oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're okay. Here in Stratford. They're very happy, big community members, and yeah, they're evangelists for the community.
Fantastic. So good to have you in town. And you've played with a number of bands through the years. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, primarily with Stagger Crossing was the band I'm probably most associated with. We had a moment in the early 2000s that didn't last nearly as long as I'd hoped, but taught me a lot. And then, yeah, performed with and recorded with lots of bands after that.
All right, so this get-together is happening tomorrow. We'll share the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. And I've got a little fun fact or whatever, your sort of origin story in terms of your passion to educate artists and whatnot. Sort of when you talk about moments, you had a particular moment, if you will.
Yeah, when we were making our second record, we hired a producer named Jay Bennett, who had played in a band called Wilco. And he came up to Toronto and we were rehearsing for the album. Musicians call this pre-production. It's a fancy name for rehearsal. And we were going through a song. Lead guitarist played a really great solo, and then Jay waved his hands and said, stop, stop, stop. And we were confused as to why we needed to stop playing. We stopped playing, and he said, man, that was great. But when you do something like that, I really want to see a Proudfoot. We all looked at each other
okay.
And said, what on earth is a proud foot? He said, a proud foot is when you're really rocking out on guitar and you put your foot on the monitor, right? And then you kind of rock out like that. And that blew my mind, that there might be a name for a move and that you could access that and deploy it. And I just thought, maybe there's something here in terms of stagecraft, you know, and important to distinguish this as not Broadway, right? This isn't 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, but maybe there's a bag of tricks that you could work on and then deploy in moments at shows that have names.
There you go. We'll be getting the Proudfoot after this weekend. There you go. Fantastic. So what do you hope folks get or take away from this session?
Well, so the best part is all of this is free.
Yeah.
So not just to attend, but I mean, all of these techniques don't cost anything. So I really believe that if someone who comes tomorrow has a show that night, they'll be able to take things that they learn, deploy them right away to engage their audience, make new fans and own the room. I really believe that.
And I'm thinking particularly of young artists, young musicians. This is a great opportunity, a great learning session for something like this.
Absolutely. A lot of this, I took thousands of shows to really understand. So, although as a young musician, lots of well-meaning older musicians tried to help me. And I was like, yeah. only for 15, 20 years later to think, oh.
And here we are. There you go. Jeremy Elliott. Again, it's with the Onrush Music Festival. So let's get to Tim here in on the conversation. So, Tim, is there any pre-registration for this or how does this work?
There is. You can go to Eventbrite and search for Jeremy Elliott. Otherwise, you can actually just come to Long & McQuaid. You can register at the door. And there are some prizes being given out. Long & McQuaid will be doing some draws, and the Onrush Festival is providing a $50 gift certificate for Long & McQuaid. So hopefully musicians will be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
We're really thrilled to have Jeremy here. This is really exciting. These are things that I wish that I'd heard about when I was a Ute. Mm. But now I get to experience it from a bit of a distance. But Jeremy is a great friend. He's a great supporter of the festival. I think what he's provided to me just in knowledge has been invaluable. So a free clinic with this man, I think it's wonderful. People are going to learn so much, and I think it will raise the bar for performance, specifically in Stratford and in the region. And one of the things that Jeremy talks about is not making the word local pejorative. Right. Hmm. So making sure that people don't look at the word local as something that means not good, because that's not the case. Yeah. We all know that there's some incredible talent here in Stratford, and we really want to boost that. So I think what Jeremy's bringing to the table is going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, we wish you great success. It is tomorrow. We should let you know. That's Long & McQuaid Spotlight, the live music workshop. It's Saturday. That's March 29th at 2:30 p.m. at Long & McQuaid, located right in downtown Stratford. We'll share the links and details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Jeremy Elliott, have a great session tomorrow. And Tim, just before we let you go, so this is part of, there's more workshops and whatnot. Anything else about the Onrush Music Festival that you want to let us know about?
Oh, Jamie, you're evil. We are working on a concert series for the autumn. There's going to be some big surprises. Jeremy has been very instrumental in helping me up my game. So I think we'll see some really great stuff this autumn.
All right, all that and more. Jeremy Elliott and Tim Harrison with Onrush Music Festival. Thank you, and great success tomorrow, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks so much, Jamie.